Hello, good afternoon. Welcome back. It is Hard Facts, reaching you live from your number one talk station, 92.3 Nigeria in Funheri in Port Harcourt. I'm Dayo. Let's talk. 12 minutes come past four, and still the dust has not settled as far as the now redesigned policy of the federal government is concerned. And in some update to what's going on, it appears as an update every day on this matter. Well, this one from Premium Times. In direct affront to Supreme Court, Buhari insists old 500 naira, 1,000 naira notes no longer valid. Now, a week after the Supreme Court ordered the Nigerian government to allow the continued use of old 200 naira, 500 naira and 1,000 naira notes, President Buhari has countered that order. The Nigerian leader, in a national broadcast Thursday morning, admitted difficulties that the new currency policy is causing Nigerians, but only approved the continued use of 200 naira notes as illegal tender across Nigeria. The old 200 naira will exist alongside the new 200 naira notes, he said, adding that the Central Bank of Nigeria will continue to mop up the old 500 naira and 1,000 naira still in the hands of Nigerians. Quote, to further ease the supply pressures, particularly to our citizens, I have given approval to the CBN that the old 200 naira banknotes be released back into circulation and that it should also be allowed to circulate as legal tender with the new 200 naira, 500 naira and 1,000 naira banknotes for 60 days from February 10, 2023 to April 10, 2023, when the old 200 naira notes cease to be legal tender. In line with Section 23 of the CBN Act 2007, all existing old 1,000 naira and 500 naira notes remain redeemable at the CBN designated points. The initial deadline for to phase out the old notes was Friday, 10 February. You might remember the Supreme Court had last week given an interim order for the continued use of all the notes, old notes, until it finally rules on a lawsuit brought by three northern states challenging the currency redesign. In its sitting on Wednesday, the Supreme Court did not reverse the order, but the court adjourned the suit to 22 February. And despite acknowledging the Supreme Court's interim ruling in his Thursday broadcast, Mr. Buhari insisted that the old notes ceased to be legal tenders. He said, and I quote, as an administration that respects the rule of law, I have also noted that the subject matter is before the court of our land and some pronouncements have been made. Let's talk about this situation for now. I'm asking you, does this create a constitutional crisis in your opinion? And the Supreme Court has issued an order. It appears the federal government is doing contrary-wise. Or are they? Well, we'll find out in the course of this conversation. I'm joined via phone by Barrister Richard Bokocha, Associate Professor of Public Law at the River State University, also former Chairman, Nigeria Bar Association, Amok Branch. Barrister Bokocha, good evening to you. Welcome to Hard Facts.
Good evening, Dario, and good evening, Nigerians.
Very straightforward question here. Is the President, President Buhari's action in defiance of the Supreme Court order?
Yes, the president's broadcast is contemptuous of the Supreme Court order. It's not just in defiance, it constitutes a crime, a direct affront on the Supreme Court of Nigeria.
Can the president commit a crime considering that, I mean, he is the president? And I'm not talking about President Buhari for that matter. I'm talking about anyone who...
I know, buys... the president.
Exactly. Can the president, can a president commit a crime?
Yes, the president is not a king. It's only a king in an absolute monarchy that will have that kind of immunity where whatever the king says is law. The president commits a crime and can commit a crime. We're all aware of the fact that the president of the United States of America is cooperating with the Justice Department that is investigating the unlawful taking home of documents that are classified under the American law, and he's cooperating with them. So a president can commit a crime. That is why the Constitution power by writing that provides for immunity of the president says the president is immune. President, vice president, governor, deputy governor are immune from answering any civil or criminal charges. You cannot proceed against them while they are on. But that same provision subsequently provides that fine does not run against any offense they commit until after they have left office, meaning that they can be prosecuted as soon as they leave office. So yes, the president can commit a crime, even though you cannot charge him to court immediately. You can wait for him until he hands over and you charge him to court for that crime.
Speaking of which, can President Buhari be asked questions about the actions he's taking now when he leaves office?
Yes. President Buhari is the president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, operating under the Nigerian Constitution. So any conduct of his that constitutes the crime is answerable at the end of his tenure. So yes, he can be asked questions about this contemptuous conduct of today as soon as he leaves office.
What if the president, any president, is convinced that an action to be taken or some inaction is in the interest of the people? After all, I mean, the president does have roles and responsibilities, duties, even as spelled out in the Constitution. There is the social contract as well. He's got a job to protect lives and property, to enact and implement policies that will help in the actualizing of the aspirations of Nigerians. And maybe the president, in his willingness and zeal and zest to accomplish this, to improve the quality of life of the people, in this case Nigerians, the president is certain that an action is in the interest of the general public. But maybe the Supreme Court or someone at court just doesn't see it. They don't understand what he's trying to do, how this will benefit the people. Can the president just go on because he has a responsibility to the people to carry out that action, irrespective of what anybody thinks about it, including the Supreme Court?
All responsibilities of the president are given by the Constitution. And the Constitution prescribes the conditions under which he is to exercise them. Even where he is to use his discretion, that discretion must be qualified under the law, must be one that fits into the intent of the Constitution for it to be valid. So no matter how much the president or a president loves the people of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, he must act under the law. That same constitution that puts that onerous duty on him subjects his actions to the judicial review powers of the court. Even the Federal High Court can ask him to halt in whatever he is doing, no matter how important, no matter how dear it is to his heart. With respect to his understanding of how much it benefits people. There is no such power to disobey the court when the court exercises its judicial review power. To disobey the court because you believe that you have a higher motive in your heart. No. The president does not have such power, and the law did not allow any such space that anybody can exercise the power outside the law. There is enough space within the law for power to be exercised, not outside the law.
Okay, how about this? So, I mean, the Supreme Court's order is that the deadline, original deadline February 10, I think, be halted, and that the now considered old notes should continue to be legal tenders until the substantive matter is heard. Well, and that is the 200 naira, 500 naira and 1,000 naira notes. Well, the president has yielded somewhat. I think one can say that, you know. He's ordered that the 200 naira notes, which is in line with the Supreme Court's order, still be in use in circulation, while 1,000 and 500 naira old notes are no longer legal tenders. I mean, at least the president gave something. He yielded somewhat. Isn't that enough?
The president is not to patronize the Supreme Court. The power to exercise that power he claims to have exercised this morning is what the Supreme Court halted when it ordered for status quo to be maintained, and that those notes should remain legal tender until it has the opportunity of hearing the parties and deciding on the motion before it. And you know the interesting thing about this? Yes, the president has committed contempt. That's the crime. That's one question. But another thing you need to know is that the president's statement has not changed the legal status of those notes. It's a matter of law. The president has no power to override the court. And so while the Supreme Court has made an order, the declaration of the president does not invalidate the Supreme Court or review the Supreme Court decision. Those notes remain legal tender. And it's important to say that, because if I have a transaction with you and you reject those notes from me today or tomorrow, and I suffer damages as a result of that conduct, if I sue you, the court will award me damages, because those notes remain legal tender. They are not invalidated by the president's broadcast or whatever is said by anybody, CBN governor or any other body. They have not affected the legal status of those notes, so far as the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria is concerned.
Okay, but that takes me to one of the questions I had planned to ask you, you know, in this conversation, even though you've answered it somewhat, but I'd like for you to elaborate on it. Which order are organizations and individuals required to comply with at this time? Because it appears we have two conflicting orders right now. We have one from the Supreme Court stating that the now considered old notes are still legal tenders until otherwise stated in court, now February 22. Now, we have the president's order this morning, and as a matter of fact, it wasn't surprising, really. Maybe the only surprising thing is that he said, you know, 200 naira should still be in use, because it appeared that even before today, the previous deadline had already been implemented somewhat. So, the president's order today is that 200 naira old one still in use, 500, 1,000 no longer in use. So, well, like I said, once again, somewhat conflicting orders. Which of the orders are Nigerians and organizations expected or required to comply with?
Any Nigerian who wishes to act legally must comply with the Supreme Court directive. Can he suffer for it? Yes. Can he claim damages for it? Can he recover from his suffering? Yes. Because the law has not changed on the status of those notes. So any Nigerian who wishes to act legally must comply with the Supreme Court directive and not with the president's broadcast.
Okay, now that might be a bit difficult considering that, I mean, businesses, even the courts in Lagos, I came across this. Okay, I think I've seen one of the versions here. This one from this day. This was published 2 days ago, captioned, yes. Despite Supreme Court's ex parte order, old naira notes lose legitimacy. Let's see, here's the story. The old 200 naira, 500 naira, and 1,000 naira have lost their legitimacy in the eyes of the public, such that even courts are rejecting them. Specifically, lawyers and litigants were yesterday prevented from filing court processes at the Lagos High Court, as officials insisted that they would only accept new naira notes. Consequently, many lawyers and litigants were turned back by court officials at the registry, saying the banks no longer accept the old 200 naira, 500 naira, and 1,000 naira notes as legal tender. So we had a situation where courts in Lagos State, Federal High Courts, or Lagos High Courts, pardon me, did not accept the old notes. So which court exactly would one go to try to get justice in the matter, when the courts themselves, as at 2 or 3 days ago or so, in Lagos at least, were not accepting the old notes as payment for filing cases?
That presents a different scenario. And a beautiful example of the dilemma we have. If a party appears before the court and what you have to file has not been filed, and you state on oath before the court that it has not been filed because the court registry refused to accept old notes, which in the eyes of the law are still legal tender in Nigeria, I am very certain that the court will not penalize you for not bringing new notes. I am sure that the court will not turn a blind eye to the legal status of that note. The true position is that, as far as the law is concerned, they remain legal tender in Nigeria.
But how would you,
the court orders otherwise?
How would you be able to present your case in court when your processes were not even accepted in the first place because you brought the
orders? Usually processes range from initiating processes to processes filed interlocutorily, that is, processes filed while the case is on. So a case is already on and you are unable to file the process you should have filed, let's say in response to a motion filed by another person, and that becomes the issue before the court, and you explain to the court the dilemma. I feel certain that the court will not hold it against you because the registry illegally decided not to accept the legal tender from you.
This is a fresh matter you're bringing before the court? What if, by the way, the matter you're bringing before the court is because you went somewhere yesterday to make a purchase and the old note which you wanted to spend was not accepted? Now you go to the court to seek justice. The registry will not accept your old note as well. How do you present your matter before the judge?
If it is a process that is initiating a case, that becomes a problem. But even that problem can be paid for. That person that caused you to suffer because he rejected what the law says is the legal tender is liable to you.
All right. Also, does this defiance by Mr. President, as it has been described, does it have any consequence on the hearing of the substantive matter, which I believe is coming up February 22?
It was definitely every misconduct towards the judges are human beings. And every misconduct affects the judges' impression about the conduct of the parties. And I can be sure, if you are in the position of a judge and you are told this man is behaving arbitrarily and you make an order and the man shows up arbitrariness to you, there will be an impression in your mind and you will be more likely led to be convinced faster that he behaved arbitrarily than if he did not behave arbitrarily towards the order of the court. So there is a consequence to everything. Because of the office, which gives him immunity, definitely the drama will not be too much. But I won't be surprised if the court congratulates the president for behaving inappropriately, behaving illegally and criminally. Mind you, this is the president and this is the Supreme Court. It's a major misconduct, a very major misconduct.
Is there a possibility or a scenario in which the Supreme Court will decide or reach a decision come February 22 based on the president's conduct thus far? And in other words, I mean, not relying strictly on law or what their perception of the actual matters presented before them are. Is there a scenario where they could reach a decision based on how they feel regarding the president's conduct?
Well, the motion has not been moved, but apparently the motion will be moved that day. All things being equal, if some other things do not distract the court or do not affect the progress of the case, the motion will be moved and the court will decide according to law. The responsibility of the judge is to decide according to law. In deciding according to law, the court will also take into cognizance the conduct of parties. But mind you, the conduct of parties does not change the letter of the law. So if a team is illegal, notwithstanding that the other party misbehaved, it doesn't change the letters of the law. So we are hopeful and it's expected that the court is a court of justice and the highest one of the land, and that it will decide according to law, and it will not be swayed by the aggressive conduct or the attitude of the party that is before it that committed contempt. But where the judges have discretion, you can be sure that the discretion will rather weigh on the other side if a party that is before it treats the court with contempt. But we're talking on matters of law and for the court to determine whether the circumstance within which the exercise is happening is legal or not. So the court will decide according to law. That's the duty and training of the judges.
We have a scenario right now where it's been reported that some state governors are warning against the rejection of the Genuine Naira notes in Osun State, in some other state as well. Governors have issued directives that the old Naira notes must not be rejected by any individuals or organizations for that matter. What's your thoughts on this? Because this also, these orders of this governors are contrary to the president's orders.
They are every citizen and every official is sworn to uphold the law, not the impression of any other official. The president is setting the country up for major crisis, and unfortunately this is happening just around a major election, presidential election. Look, every governor who is in court can go back and announce to their people that those things are legal tender and that they should be accepted. And they reserve the right and they can lawfully do so. Close down any business that rejects those monies that are still legal tender according to law. So you will find the president has set the country on fire. The governors can lawfully descend on any business that subjects citizens in those states to hardship by refusing to accept what the law says is a legal tender. The president cannot come from Abuja and open those business. So I think the president is setting the country off for a major crisis.
Speaking of crisis, what does that do, for example, for banks? Now, banks take their orders, especially as regards monetary policies and monetary, you know, other banking procedures, not from governors, not even from the president directly, but from the CBN. And they are mandated to take these orders and act on them as long as the CBN has issued those directives or those orders. Now, of course, we expect that the CBN will issue directives based on the orders given by Mr. President right now. So, a governor comes back to his state and says, nobody must reject the old Naira notes. Based on Mr. President's comments or statements, there is a directive from the CBN asking the banks to no longer collect them, but rather send people who are bringing them to this any CBN office in their state to go lodge them there. What are the banks supposed to do in this case? Because, by the way, already the banks are rejecting the old notes. I should add that.
A major dilemma for the banks. Your banks are businesses operating within the territories of state. And what I just said earlier can apply to a bank. The government of the state can shut down a bank because what the bank is obeying is an illegal order given in contempt of the court. The court has already made this order before this directive is coming. So any bank that obeys the CBN or obeys the president and disobeys the Supreme Court is acting illegally. And anybody who goes after it for acting illegally will be acting within his rights. It's a dilemma for the banks, and it is the kind of thing that should not be done by the president, and certainly not around this major election.
The bank
will be liable to citizens who suffer because the bank refused to accept it from them. They may have the right to CBN to hold us, but that will not change the fact that they have violated the law and their obligation to those citizens. Then they can go back to CBN to also sue CBN if they like.
So are you saying that citizens...
Yes, sir.
Are you saying that citizens can institute proceedings against their banks in court if they reject the notes from them?
Yes, if the banks obey an illegal order and the citizen suffers thereby, why won't a citizen institute an action and succeed in doing so? Once the order that the bank has chosen to obey is one that is contrary to the law, it does not protect it against citizens. An order illegally given with clear consciousness and knowledge of the fact of what the law is, it's an order given in contempt. If you choose to obey it, you do so at your own peril.
Does this create a constitutional crisis?
It creates a major economic crisis, not yet a constitutional crisis. And it can lead to a constitutional crisis anyway. Because we can continue with this macabre dance and 25th of February comes, and for one reason or the other, the country is in disarray and things go wrong. Then you have a constitutional crisis on your hands. It creates a major economic crisis and one that threatens a possible constitutional crisis. But there is no crisis. The law is clear. There is no power in the office of the president to override the Supreme Court of Nigeria or the courts, for that matter, any court.
The line's open right now. Let's get your contributions to this conversation. Call 070-093-093. That's 070-093-093. We're live on facebook.com/NigerianforPH. That's facebook.com/NigerianforPH. Also live on Twitter at NigerianforPH. Let's get your contribution. Hello, Hard Factor. Welcome. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Good evening.
Go ahead, please.
You know, when last time we called on this radio station, we are saying that the way these people are going, they will be the one to destroy this nation. Because somebody that don't have regard for courts, he does not have regard for human beings, he does not have regard for people you are leading. Tell me how that country will move forward. Everything we do on this country is based on lies and deceit. Can you imagine what is happening? We have today, you may look as if we have three presidents. One is President Muhammad Buhari, one is Supreme Court, one is NFLA. All those things that the lies that have built up for a very long time, I told you on this issue, that one day you may destroy everything in this nation. Look at it today. The court order for non-Nekalu to release him, this man said no. El Sasaki, this man said no. All that different people today have come to realize that now is fighting against each other. The nation has been fighting against its own nation. The governors are fighting against the nation. So, which way forward in this case? Thank you, Dayo.
Once again, call 070-093-093. Via Facebook print, Alera goes, confusion is what this has brought. Where is our stand presently in the country? 913, welcome.
Good evening, Dayo.
Go ahead. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Oh, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Yes, good evening.
Go ahead, please.
Okay. Now my question is this. The Supreme Court has ruled on the matter, but does the President have the powers for executive orders as regard this matter?
All right, Russell, what's your answer? Can Mr. President issue executive orders? Contradictory to what the orders that the Supreme Court has issued already.
No, the President cannot. An executive order is not a law-making instrument. An executive officer cannot make law and create obligation on citizens using executive order. An executive order is a directive to subordinate officers on how to implement the law, the provisions and content of the law, with respect to the duties of the chief executive. So no, he cannot. He cannot even by regulation, because there is no law that will provide for the power of the president to override the Supreme Court or a court of law established in the Constitution. So no, certainly impossible. Even the National Assembly cannot enact the law now doing so. To do so, they will need to amend the Constitution and remove the power of the court or subject the corrupt power of the court to the presidential directive or to National Assembly's legislative power. That even the National Assembly cannot do, let alone the president.
Hello, 913.
Hello, Daniel. Good afternoon.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Princess. Hello, Daniel.
Go ahead, please.
Yes, Daniel, concerning this old Naira notes, like me now, I have like 20 pieces of the 1,000 Naira and the 500 Naira. Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Yes, from what the president said this morning, it's not valid anymore. So what do I do with the ones I have?
Question though, if you don't mind, before you go, question. Why didn't you deposit them? All right, she's gone. Well, I'm not. Is that a question you're willing to respond to, Barrister Okocha? Because the orders have been given already. Go to the bank, deposit them. Right now, you're asked to go to the CBN to go deposit them there. I'm not sure if that's a matter we can address here. Or what do you want to weigh in on that, Barrister Okocha?
Well, first, you've given the primary answer, which is there is a directive that is even when the process is properly and legally terminated, that you can still deposit notes you have at the central bank. So
I think that's a primary answer to the question that she has asked. But again, we have talked of the right to approach the banks and use the shield and rights you have against them. I've mentioned those earlier.
973, welcome. Go ahead.
Hello, Dario.
Go ahead. Hello, Hard Factor. Welcome. Please go on.
Hello, my name is Chukwus, calling from Port Harcourt.
Go ahead, please.
Okay. I really wish we can understand what is happening here. I don't know if the president has said categorically clear that the 500 naira notes and the 1,000 naira notes are no longer valid. The president still appreciates that the matter is in court. He has not categorically said that those denominations are no longer valid. I think the lawyer there should let us understand this very, very well. He has said that the bank should produce 200 naira notes. 200 naira notes should be in circulation for 3 months with the old 200 naira notes. The bank should allow the use of the old 200 naira notes and the new 200 naira notes together for 3 months. Realizing or appreciating that the matter concerning the other denominations are still in court. He has not categorically shown contempt of court the way people are taking it. I don't know if he understood what the president was saying this afternoon or this morning.
You know, I've heard you. And if you don't mind, I'd like to quote from the president's statement addressed this morning. And I'm quoting right now. He said, "To further ease the supply pressures, particularly to our citizens, I have given approval to the CBN that the old 200 naira banknotes be released back into circulation, and that it should be also allowed to circulate as legal tender with the new 200 naira, 500 naira, and 1,000 naira banknotes for 60 days from February 10, 2023 to April 10, 2023, when the old 200 naira notes cease to be legal tender." In other words, by April 10, 2023, the old 200 naira notes will cease to be legal tenders, according to the president's address. What does that make of the old 500 naira and 1,000 naira notes now, in your estimation?
Good. That is now, you see, the president has not.
Hello?
The lawyer will help you out in a moment.
I'm asking you now, what do you think of this as a human being, as a Nigerian who understands the English language? What is your interpretation of what the president has said? Are you listening to my question? Okay. For the last time, are you listening to my question?
Yes.
Fantastic. Did you hear my question?
You say, what does it imply to the other note?
Precisely. So, as an individual, as a human being who comprehends the English language, what does that mean to you? What is your interpretation of that statement?
We are only trying to interpret it, but that's where everybody has an interpretation of that statement.
If you understand the question I just asked you, I am asking for your interpretation of the statement. Okay, he's gone. So you're the lawyer. He'd like for you to help him. So please help him out.
What the president has said is that those notes have ceased to be legal tender. And that considering all the reasons he said he has considered, he will magnanimously allow the Supreme Court to recirculate the 200 naira notes for the period he said, after which it will join the others in becoming not a legal tender in this country. So it's clear. But also to help him further, the Supreme Court said the notes should remain legal tender pending the determination of the motion. So the moment the president says and does anything contrary to that and saying that some will not remain in circulation is acting contemptuously. Being in contempt is acting contrary to the order of the court. So saying that 2 out of the 3 will not circulate is enough contempt. Even 1 is enough contempt. The president has no power. has no capacity to review what the Supreme Court ordered. No chief executive has that capacity. When the court, in exercise of the power of judicial review, has taken a step.
Hello, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Hello, Dayo.
Hello, go ahead. Hello, 913.
Yeah, good afternoon, Dayo.
Hello, go ahead.
Hi, from Old JRA.
Go ahead.
Old JRA. The president quoted on his statement this morning, he quoted somewhere on one article. I don't know what that article means. Is it from the Constitution or from the Central Bank Constitution? I don't know. I don't understand. There was an article he quoted. He quoted something.
What did he quote?
Some numbers of, according to, he will allow 200 naira to circulate.
I really don't know what you're referencing. Maybe if I knew what you were referencing in particular, then.
Okay.
Hello, Dario.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, thank you. Referring to the president's quote of the provision of the CBN Act that says after the period within which the note is to be legal tender, you can still deposit them at the central bank. That was where the president quoted the section of the Central Bank Act. I think that's what he's referring to.
Okay, but it's
not a section entitling him to disobey the court or to break the law. It's referring to a section that says you can still take your old notes to the central bank now that it's out of use.
Hello, hard fact. Welcome.
Hello, good evening.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, it's good. You're calling from Port Harcourt.
Go ahead. And turn off your radio set, please.
I'm sorry. So, Dayo, our problem we are having in this court in case is this. The Mr. President told us that this thing will stop. But he wouldn't have said anything about it. Because the only thing is that the court is supreme. But the problem we are having is that he is the number one. And everybody had been expecting this man to say something about this Naira note. But now, what we are hearing is that 1,000 Naira, 500 Naira, they will not be using it. Now, looking into it, we discover that we don't know anything to do again. A lot of money now is packed with a lot of people. They can't use it anymore. And you can't go to court. You can't take anybody to court. You can't take Mr. President to court. And you have nothing to do. So rather than to obey it like that, what do we do, Dayo? I think we are in big problem.
All right. Let's see. Via Facebook, Hayosine goes, I like what's happening. Buhari is known over time to disobey court orders, including the release of Nnamdi Kanu, but we kept quiet. Now it involves money, we're all talking. I pray for Buhari to stand by his words, disobey the court in his present money issue. Also, Johnny via Twitter at Nigeria Info PH as well. Remember, it's facebook.com/ Nigeria Info PH. Let's see. Martin Smart on Facebook goes, the Supreme Court became political and has lost its glory. Buhari and his team are totally confused because there is no transparency, neither rule of law in Nigeria. All right, so, Okocha, based on the last caller's comment, it's obvious that Nigerians feel, and maybe even rightly so, that they are in some sort of a dilemma right now. Not exactly certain if the notes are to be used, if the notes are not to be used. Certain or several businesses not rejecting those notes already. Maybe a few are still accepting them. You have POS. Or one of the more tragic or remarkable or ironic parts of what's played out right now, I heard POS operators are rejecting the old notes, but are only giving out the old notes. So if you take your old notes to the POS operator right now, they will reject them. If you go to a POS operator, the same POS operator, to make a withdrawal, they want to give you the old notes. Which is quite ironic once again. But where does this leave Nigerians right now?
A crisis. In a serious dilemma. It means we will expect, for those who have the legal capacity to do so, we will expect a number of legal fireworks between citizens and business partners or those with whom they have transactions. We will expect a number of that.
you know that an overwhelming majority of Nigerian citizens do not have the capacity to sustain a legal action. So you are really going to have people in crisis. You are going to have debt on your hands. You are going to have a whole lot of problems on your hands. Because even the new laws we are talking about as we speak are not available. Yet I have seen on national media, some directorate of the central bank going to distribute the new notes to rural areas in Kaduna. I haven't seen them go to any other state or any other place to distribute the same. So think of those who are in the rural areas who have no other means, have no bank account, and have no new notes, and yet must spend money to be alive every day. So think of the crisis that is going to cause, or that it has created already, and which will worsen with the president's broadcast this morning. So I think it's a major problem for the country, especially for citizens. And they must call out their government to get responsible and lawful.
Now, the Supreme Court, by the 22nd, can go one of two ways. Either agree with the governors, the plaintiffs in the matter, and say, you know what, the old notes must continue as legal tenders, maybe until certain thresholds are met, or agree with the federal government and say, well, the CBN has the right to do this, it's done this, and it remains that way. But in the event that the Supreme Court, you know, agrees with the governors and rules in their favor, the plaintiffs in this matter, what do you envisage, considering the actions of the federal government right now, what might be the effect of such a judgment of the Supreme Court?
We are already near a constitutional crisis. I believe that there's going to be a major insurrection, civil insurrection, because people will not die quietly. They will strike a blow before they die. So if that continues, if the situation continues between now and that date, and on that date, the Supreme Court gives a ruling, and if we still have clement environment, that ruling is disobeyed, I can assure you that this country will go up in flames, because people will not die quietly. They will do something before they die.
On that note, we have to wrap up the conversation. Many thanks for joining in, especially my guest, Barrister Richard Wokocha, is an associate professor of public law at the River State University, former chairman, Nigeria Bar Association, Amok Branch. Barrister Wokocha, thanks for your time.